Good morning, JC. How's it going?
All is well. How about you?
You know, I'm feeling particularly encouraged today. Did you know that it's Black History Month in the United Kingdom?
Wow.
Basically, in England. I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Of course, we know Black History Month here at home in America is in February. It's 28 days. Well, Black History Month has crossed the Atlantic, and particularly in London, it's celebrated during October. My research indicates that the UK first recognized Black History Month in 1987. It started as a week-long celebration in 1977, much like it did back in the United States when Carter G. Woodson began with Black History Week, and then we graduated to Black History Month. So today we want to say happy Black History Month to Meghan Markle, her prince, the royal family, and all the rest of our brothers and sisters across the Atlantic. That's what's on my mind today.
So, Vicky, what do you think that they did October this month instead of any other month?
Well, my research indicates that a Guyanian-born special projects director in the British government decided that October might be the best month because traditionally that's when African chiefs meet to settle their differences.
Ah.
So he felt that October would be a good time to reconnect to our African roots.
Wow. And, you know, it is so refreshing to hear that, you know, globally, melanin is being celebrated, you know, around the globe because, you know, we are the majority around the globe. So praise the Lord.
We are. And so once we get that in our psyche and start connecting,
yeah,
then who knows what will happen. But someday,
yeah,
all of God's children, I believe, with that melanin in their skin, will reconnect in a way that can change the world.
All right.
For the better.
We are always the better for what's on your mind. So we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.